While much of Australia has been dealing with a heat wave and bushfires, Americans are enduring an extreme cold snap. So far, 8 people have died in the freezing conditions. And parts of the United States are now actually colder than the North Pole and Antarctica. What's known as a polar vortex is forcing temperatures to dip as low as minus 40 degrees Celsius in the Midwest, as Madeline Jenner reports.
In the US right now, some states are facing the worst cold snap in decades. 90 million people, one-third of the US, have seen temperatures of minus 17 degrees Celsius or below.
I think the word cold is not a proper way to define it. It's just unbelievably cold, and the wind chill is just super brutal.
In Chicago, people have been posting videos of boiling water freezing almost instantly. But it's also very dangerous. At least 8 people have died, and hospitals have been treating patients for frostbite. This cold snap is due to a weather event known as a polar vortex. Dr. Ailey Gallant is a senior research fellow at the School of Earth, Atmosphere and Environment at Monash University.
Look, a polar vortex is basically just a cold pool of air, a cold spinning pool of air that sits above the Arctic in the middle of winter. And of course, it's the middle of winter in the Northern Hemisphere. It gets really, really, really cold. And it's held in by kind of like a dam, I suppose you could say. But the dam is actually a river of winds, a fast flowing river of winds that we call the jet stream in the upper atmosphere. And they basically keep that cold air up over the Arctic in the wintertime, under normal circumstances.
So why is this one so bad?
So what's happened here is that a couple of weeks ago we had a very sudden warming over the Arctic, and what that has done is basically weakened those rivers of wind.
Now, Donald Trump tweeted a couple of days ago, quote, "What the hell is going on with global warming? Please come back fast. We need you." But is there a link between an event like this and climate change?
Yeah, well, look, it seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? But this event and events like this could actually be linked to human-induced climate change. And this is one of the reasons we call it climate change and not global warming. Because, as I said, this event was precipitated by the fact that the temperatures over the Arctic warmed very suddenly, and that's what slowed the jet stream down and allowed it to meander in order for this cold air to surge south. And what scientists are looking at now, and what the evidence increasingly suggests, is that as the Arctic warms, basically that jet stream weakens in the winter, and so cold surges like this could potentially happen more often in a warmer world.
The cold snap is expected to ease by Saturday.
Madeline Jenner.